Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs to help you help others, and so that we are all growing together. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
We are doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio on Thursday evening.
And I have a special guest here. Her name is Ari. Ari, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Gene. Thanks for having me.
We're going to put you on the spot shortly.
That's fine.
Okay. Anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Bobby, if you let them go, but let me just kind of back up. Bobby's our trusty engineer. He's the guy that makes everything work and pulls all the magic. Anyway, so Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay. Hopefully you all heard that, and we are here to help you out. And tonight we have a special show, in a sense, especially because we have a special guest in the studio. And this is for all of you entrepreneurs. I'd like to have you think about, you're an entrepreneur, you start a business. Once you start the business, then you got to figure out a way to staff up, which means you got to start talking to people and interviewing. But anyway, so tonight's topic is I'm going to give you 15 ways to find the right workers. How to find the right workers, because as an entrepreneur, you're going to be struggling trying to get your company off the ground. And oftentimes we run into the problem where we get workers that don't want to work. And Ari was just mentioning that. So we're going to answer that question. It just so happens that she was in the right place at the right time tonight. And so I'm glad you're here for a few minutes.
Thank you.
So if you can, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Aries, and I have a Tiny Paws daycare with my business partner, Chris. And we are 25 pounds and under. We're a small dog daycare in Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, how long have you been in business, or just starting?
Just starting. We just opened up in May, June.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to try to give you some ways to find the right work. Have you started advertising or start looking yet?
I have interviewed, and it seems now that people just don't want to work.
Okay.
It's like pulling teeth.
I'm going to give you some ideas.
Help me, Gene.
And so I'm just going to give you some ideas, and hopefully those things will work. But I'm going to start out. I don't have any order for these other than there are lots of businesses that are in your exact same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular topic is based on someone who came to me earlier during the week and said, I got a problem with my workers. And I said, well, what are you doing? And the person kind of told me, so I thought about it and I said, we can help you do it a little differently. So I decided to put something together. So we're going to tell people. Anyway, I'm going to say what happens is that everything comes down to the interview. Everything starts with the interview. Everyone starts with you just meeting people. Anyway, so the first thing is you're going to have to interview someone. And one of the things I like to have you think about is, as an entrepreneur, not necessarily you, but all the entrepreneurs, what experience do you have in interviewing others? You know what you want to do, you know your business, but you've got to start talking to other people. What questions would you ask them? Anyway, so I'm going to just say something very blunt. It has nothing to do with you, but oftentimes people go out on the internet and they pull up a list how to interview somebody. I'm going to suggest that you take that and just kind of throw it in the trash, in a sense, because you are a human being. We're looking at you, and the best thing that you can do is be authentic. Because we've all grown up being who we are, and so the key is how we present ourselves to the public. So, starting out with that, but all of those things start with you talking to other people. We're going to talk about those, but we're going to take a short break in a few minutes. So, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and then I'm going to jump in with these statements and I'm going to just suggest, feel free to ask questions of both you and Mr. Dukes. Any of you listeners out there. But also for your listeners, we're live on Facebook and YouTube. Just within the past few months, I've invited many of you. If you like, put something in the chat. It's possible I can respond to it. I'm not going to type anything back, but if I see a question or a comment, I might mention it out over the air to everyone else. But feel free to just go out and look us up, and I welcome all the chats because we're just now starting. But we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. We're here with Ari and Mr. Goots and Mr. Bob, and we'll be right back, and we'll get everything going.
And don't change that dial. Yeah. Not yet. We got more for you.
Okay. Can you stay a few minutes?
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Yes, the tough gets going when you gotta go, you gotta do what you gotta do. All of you entrepreneurs that have got started already, you know what I'm talking about. And all of you beginners, guess what's coming? You gotta get tough, because the road's gonna get a little tough for you. I'm here with my special guest, Ari, who has a business doing what?
Tiny Paws Daycare. Yep.
With Tiny Paws Daycare.
All the little animals.
And I'm addressing the question, how do you find the right workers? Not good workers, but how do you find the right workers? Because many of you, as an entrepreneur, you're in charge of your business and you got to figure out a way to staff up or find workers. Anyway, so I just wrote down some thoughts and I'm just going to share these thoughts. And if you have anything to add to it, be more than welcome to just throw in your comments. And Mr. Dukes as well. But the first thing I said, everything starts with an interview. However, the interview is not like you learned in school or something. The interview is, hello, how are you? What do you do? What do you want to do? So I'm going to give you some questions that you may want to ask whoever shows up in front of you. Okay? Anyway, these are not just in any order. But if you are the head of your company, who does the interviewing? Is that you or is it someone else?
I do.
Okay, so if it's not you, then I'm going to suggest you've got to find someone familiar with interviewing, which means if you have a background somewhere in interviewing, that's fine. If not, then that interview process probably won't fit your workers. So the first thing is, if you want to find good workers, you got to find someone who knows how to find good workers, which is not an interview. It's somebody that knows how to find good workers. So I'm going to give you some thoughts. And the first thing you want to ask whoever shows up, what type of background or experience do they have? Which is not a resume. It's people talking. Okay, if you notice, I'm talking. However, you notice my speech. Hopefully you heard my background. So somebody's been choosing me to keep talking, which means I want all of you out there to be as authentic as you can in an interview versus trying to put on something that you can't back up once you're hired.
I've been getting that a lot.
Right, so you want to ask.
Embellishing what they do.
Yeah, you want to find out what have they done in the past. And it doesn't matter what they've done in the past, other than they know how to talk about their past. Because if they're young, they're probably just getting started in the workplace, which means they have no idea what to expect. If it's someone who's experienced, then you want to know, how did they gain that experience? Okay, so you want to ask them, what is your background? And just listen, don't give them any clues. Many people talk about their education, all that sort of stuff. That's not background. Your background is what have they done for someone else.
Actually.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's one of the things that you want to ask. Let me see what else I got down here. I got 15 of them. You want to find out what experience do they have in the area that you want. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have something that's dealing with pets, animals.
Dogs, doggy, daycare, and
doggies.
Bathing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what?
No cats.
Two cats.
Okay, two cats. What experience do they have dealing with dogs? It's fine to say I have a dog, but that's dealing with your dog. If you have two or three to manage, now you're talking about managing to deal with two or three dogs, because in your shop you may have to deal with 10 or 20.
Right.
Right. So you want to find out what kind of experience do they have. Now, someone who has no experience, that likes dogs could tell you what they've done with dogs already. So if the person cannot talk about dogs, they're probably not a good candidate.
Oh, right.
It takes time to understand the dogs or cats, whatever. It takes time to understand that. None of that happens overnight. That happens over time. Okay, so people have done that since they were, I don't know, 5 or 8 years old, something like that. They have a knowledge of what the sensitivities of the animals are.
Right.
Not having that knowledge, they gotta learn that. Okay, which means if you think they're the right person, then you gotta set up some training whereby they begin to learn the basics. Okay, don't expect them to do what you know, because of your age and time, you know a lot more. You know what you'd like to have from someone else. So think about that and see whether that fits. But you want to find out what kind of past experience do they have. If they've worked in that field, and you want to find out what was the first job that they had, and then the second job and third job. Okay, so see how they tell you. If they tell you the first job they had, and then the second one, and then the third one, then you know. If they start with the most recent one and go backward, then you know that they know how to think about their background. If they're all over the place, then they're probably not the good candidate, because they're all over the place. You don't know what would happen first, second, or third.
Right, right.
Okay, so anyway, so you want to ask something like that. But also, you want to know, why are they looking for a job? Why are they looking? So when someone shows up and says, I'm looking for a job, you want to know why. Because if you find out that they got disgusted at their last job, they're most likely, depending on their age. You got to talk about age a lot, because the person who's beginning is beginning. You can't expect them to know what you know. An experienced person will be telling you things that you can relate to. Okay, so anyway, think about why are they looking? If it's for more pay, that's fine. Everybody wants more pay. The problem is, what have you done for the pay you've gotten in the past?
Background.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of people say, I want X dollars, but what have they done to earn it already? Which means anybody's talking that, I'm going to suggest they're not a good candidate either. You want to know what people have done, because they're looking for a job. And in the way they express themselves, you may be able to tell whether they have the personality to deal with other customers, the personality to deal with the animals, because the animals can sense all that. So when you do that, then you can find out what have they done and who else have they done it for. And what did they do in terms of doing that? Okay, so for example, let's just say a person had a job, they worked there 6 months, and then they went to another place and they worked there for 6 months. It could be a year. But if they went one place where they learned how to do something, then they went to the next place and did the same thing over again, then that may be an indication that the person wasn't happy in their job. Because everything comes with what did they do in the past, because your method may be different than what they had before. So you want to find out if they can adjust to something like that.
Right.
Okay? Anyway, so think about that. Let me see. Let me put that out cat here. You want to think about where else they've worked. Was it look like company A, company B? Was it the same company? Have they hopped around already? Or have they got some sort of a track record? They've been here a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
A sense of stability.
Right. So that it's okay not to have the stability, because everybody's gonna get started. Okay, but it's important to know, why did they leave the other job?
Well, if you have someone who's worked for 2 months at 10 places.
Right. Those are not
that's
good candidates. That's
a
warning sign.
Yeah,
that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag, because they want something without giving something. Their understanding of what work is isn't even there.
Tough. time, you know.
So, now if it's somebody that you like, because they have some other qualities, you need to start them off with the very basics and see how they work that out and work that out and work that out. Because everybody's got to have a starting point. So, you can't expect them to know what you know. What you can expect is look back at your own career, back at your own, and how did you get started? What ups and downs did you have when you got started before you kind of like, you got old enough to
spread your wings.
Right.
But don't, anyway, so if you're looking for experienced workers, you need to tell them right up front. And based on how they tell you what they've done, that will allow you to know what they're talking about in terms of experience.
And I honestly, I would rather have someone who is enthusiastic and honest and and has the heart for
to
animals
train.
That I'm looking for and to train
right.
than to have someone just fly by the seat of their pants because they need a job.
Right. Just so, looking for a paycheck.
Yeah.
So as a business owner, what you want to do is let them talk. Because if they are willing to talk, you can learn a lot if they're talking freely.
Right.
If they're just answering questions, I'm going to suggest that's not a good candidate either, because there's no human stuff.
Tell me about
there.
You.
Right. Tell me about you. Things like that. I'm not sure if you're one of those kind of people that use education requirements and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to suggest that our system is set up where people make up these qualification statements and all that sort of stuff. The qualifications have nothing to do with performance. So the performance is when you're able to describe what you've done in your past job and the past jobs before. When you describe what you've done, then you can pull out the skills and abilities they had to utilize in order to function. So a lot of those you can relate to because you had to go through it.
Right.
So and if you find a person, let's just say that's around your age and they've gone through similar things that you have. So if the similarity fits, then you know you got someone that just needs to learn your method or just needs to learn your way, but they have all the other background. So think about that. Think about that as far as finding the right person. Because the right people are out there. It depends on how the business owner, you yourself, what's your knowledge of how to find those kind of people? So.
Oh, I've just, was that a question to me? What have I tried so far besides smoke signals? I've tried, you know, the regular avenues of ZipRecruiter and whatnot. I've tried those. Word of mouth is also nice. For my area, and you know, dog daycare, animal specialty, word of mouth is gold. It's gold. So I didn't have any luck with the ZipRecruiter type, Indeed type platforms.
You're in the right place tonight.
Those were a disaster, but I did get a refund. Let me say that. So all in all, it actually worked out. But I still haven't found anyone.
I'm saying that because the type of work that I do, we do, it's based on understanding productivity in our workforce. And so the difference is that we're not blaming the worker, we're blaming the individuals who choose the worker with the expectations they're going to do something.
Right.
So one of the things in our training is if many of those places really had the right person, then we would not have the productivity problem and morale problem that we have. Because just think about it. Which means companies are spending a lot of money with somebody else saying, we got the right person, and the productivity and the morale is not there.
Well, the fish stinks from the head, right?
Right. So talk to those people to find out how comfortable they are speaking with you. Because you got to give them tasks, and if you have more employees, then you got to divvy up the task, and you got to have some layers between, I don't know, 6 months you get here, and after a year you go here, and so on and so on. And you use those people as they advance, and it meets your approval, then allow them to train the layer that's coming in, because then they're duplicating what they got.
In a perfect world, Gene, thank you for that. Yes, in a perfect world.
Right. See, so it's important to, what's important to understand, the only knowledge you have to pass down is the knowledge that you have. You know, so if your employees are demonstrating that knowledge, you find one good worker, then they know how your operation works. That's the person that could train that person. And you're still training this person to go to another level. So that's what I want you to think about. We're going to take a short break because I'm talking about ways to find good workers, and I'm talking to Ari, who
spent a few minutes with us.
And Pepe, thank you very much. Stay around if you like, but we'll be right back at the word from our sponsor. Are you ready?
All right.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Money, and we are here to try to help you and want you to help us. And so we welcome any of your comments and questions, because this is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. So I was talking to Ari, the person who has a company called Tiny Paws, and they do a lot with puppies. And she was just in the studio. Hopefully she comes back, and I believe she's coming back. And we may hear from her, but I'm giving her some tips on, and all of you out there, how do you find the right worker for your business? Okay, the right means the right one for you. Doesn't matter what the other people say, because she was talking about some of the firms that said they were the right people and all that sort of stuff. It's got to be the right person for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not the right person then you're going to pay the price.
That's right.
Okay, our workforce is paying the price because
right now,
of what some of us think is the right person isn't. So I'm giving out tips in terms of how do you find the right workers. And I've gone through some questions in terms of, I made some statements in terms of getting you to recognize who's the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
Is it you? Or to someone else? Do you have a background somewhere as to how to interview people, what questions to ask, what things to say? Not the questions you get out of the off the internet, but asking personal questions, because you're talking to another human.
Mm-hmm.
And the human wants to talk back to another human.
Yes, he does.
Okay, many interviewers
use
standardized questions and all that sort of stuff. And the reality is you want to talk to a real human because the real human wants to talk to you. So, Mr. Aries back. This is Aries. She is the CEO of Tiny Paws. Very quickly, I'm just going to ask you, how can people contact you? We prefer emails, but how can people contact you if someone wanted to contact you?
Well, email's easy, too. Email's fun. It's hello at tinypawsdaycare.com.
Okay, look at the camera and tell them.
It's hello at tinypawsdaycare.com, or you can give us a call at 727-238-3831.
Okay, we got it.
We've got our webpage, also tinypawsdaycare.com.
Great. Okay. I'm going through several questions. I'm just going to move on, because I was telling you in terms of how do you find the right person. You also want to ask whoever it is, or all of the people you meet, pretty much, how many other people have you worked for? Got any other places? You want to find out the places they've come from.
Right.
Because those places may or may not be referrals, and you want to find out where have they come from. Okay, their age will give you an idea in terms of where their experience may have come from or not come from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, so you're looking for experienced people, right, or entry level people?
Either.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
I'm looking for a good person in mm-hmm. general, a well-rounded, caring person.
Okay, good.
That wants to be with pets, wants to be with animals.
Yeah, that's a true animal lover, mm-hmm. and is there because they love animals,
right.
not,
right.
you know, and I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not going to pull one over on me, you know, I can tell. And everybody that I've interviewed, they have not been the
Wrong
real
people.
Animal lovers
right.
that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So but animals are more of a commodity than...
Yeah, that leads to the next question. Ask them, why do you want this job?
Right.
Yeah, just ask them, why do you want it? And just sit back and listen to whatever flows out of their mouth. Give them a couple minutes to think. You come up with reasons. Anybody who says, oh, I need the money, they're not the right choice.
That's when the foot goes in the mouth.
Okay, everybody needs the money, but anybody who says, well, I need the job because I need to pay my bills. Well, that's not what jobs are for. The jobs are meant because somebody needs something done. So many people miss that. So you
Correct.
Want to find out why do they want the job and what can they do, which is based on their past.
Right.
It doesn't mean they've had to work in that field, but if they can talk about how much they've worked around other animals, that'll give you good ideas in terms of what they think of those animals.
I think that question right there,
yeah.
it would pretty much tell you everything about them.
Yes.
You know, so I want you, but anyway, hopefully some of these things are helpful. You always want to ask about past experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if the person says, I'm just getting started, I've only had one job. That's fine, that's honesty. Because the question now is why do you want to move from there? What happened? You just ask the question. A lot of them will say, well, I didn't want to work there anymore. Well, you want to ask why. What you want to do is give the personal side of humanity to the person. Because the person really wants to work with another human. Which means you got to show the human side.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Asking why, because the person's going to need affection, the person's got to deal with other customers, all that sort of functionality comes into the job that you want them to do. And the other thing is, do you have a structure for growth within your company yet? Okay, if not, you want to lay out a structure. In 6 months, we'll have a look and see how you're doing. In a year, we'll give you a raise and a little bit more responsibility. Then you want to lay out some sort of structure.
Right, yes.
Like that's going to help your company because the company's got to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may want to add on employees. And so you want to use that first person as the example of the type of employee you're looking for because that person can help you as well.
Oh, I'd love to find someone that I can mold into a manager.
Mm-hmm. which comes in time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So asking what they've done before is extremely important, because manager means managing people.
Right. And that's the most important product.
Okay, now you may have managed a lot of the other things, but it still requires other people to do those functions. Okay, so the more responsibility you give out, the more you'll get back. And you kind of look at what has to be refined, what's going to take more time.
Right.
But look at all of the functions that you would expect somebody to do. The jobs are about functioning. So it's about doing something that we can see, you can see, they can see. Anyway, but I think if you did that, the relationship would get better, or they're going to leave.
Yeah. Got your first position. Yeah. So you first got to get.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Harris.
Now, another question you want to ask, based on the age of a person, or just looking at it, you want to ask, have they advanced in the jobs they've had?
Yeah, I actually had someone who was retired,
mm-hmm.
and she was just looking for something part-time,
mm-hmm.
which is fine.
It's fine.
That's mm-hmm. fine, too.
Mm-hmm. If they've worked with animals before.
Well, but you know, I see that. I'm kind of in that sweet spot where mm-hmm. I can show someone. I can train someone.
That's great. That's mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I am mm-hmm. lucky that I have that option.
But mm-hmm. as long as they're not afraid,
right?
Then they're trainable the way you want them. They're, a retired person is fine if they've worked with animals before.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so you also want to ask, if what kind of leadership roles have they had in their past? Which means a senior person has a background of all of that
mm-hmm.
and growth. So based on what they tell you, it gives you an idea in terms of leadership. Can they pass on their information to others? Are they helpful? Are they cheerful? Are they passionate about their work? All that comes out in the way they express themselves.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so just think about that. Let's see what. What else I got here? Let's see. I'm trying to think of. What do you look for on their resume? If they have one.
Consistency.
Consistency in jobs. What about functionings in the job?
So it made me think when you said we were talking mm-hmm. about leadership roles,
mm-hmm.
right? Not mm-hmm. everyone is a leader.
Exactly.
Not everyone has the gumption to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's what makes the world mm-hmm. go round.
Right.
You know, I would be open to someone who is more of a worker bee, which mm-hmm. is great.
Mm-hmm.
And to someone who has a leadership personality as well.
Okay.
So I would be open mm-hmm. to all of that, because I do have room for both mm-hmm. of those.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to just, we learn words that we're taught. Okay, so leadership doesn't have a definition, but leadership is, in my opinion, someone who's sharing what they know how to do and have done. It's not necessarily leading others, it's sharing what they've learned.
Oh, okay.
It's really not giving back, it's sharing what you've learned with someone else that they learn. That's the type of leadership I'm talking about.
Hmm.
Now, I say these things on purpose because of the definitions we've learned in our society.
Okay.
So that leadership could be looked at as someone who is demonstrating, that's the ideal worker that you want to brag about, because everything they do is demonstrating that leadership to others.
Okay.
Just something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoops, the time that we take a short break. Our time is running out here. We're going to run out of time in a few minutes. But you listen to myself, Ari, who is in charge of Tiny Paws, and Mr. Dukes. We'll be right back to hear a little bit more. That's the word from my sponsor.
I'm so glad that I know more than I
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Trying to get a little bit of it, and hopefully you entrepreneurs out there, the reason you're in business is because you want to get a little bit more. I'm here talking to Miss Ari, who's in charge of Tiny Paws, and she's an entrepreneur getting started. And are you okay? Everything good?
Everything is good.
I am giving out ways of how to find the right worker, because the right worker can be found. And so I'm giving out some tips on how you find that. And I was just saying something regarding the resume. Of the people that you've met, would you prefer them to come up with a resume that they walk in with, or would you rather hear their resume by like hearing them talk about themselves, that they could put on a piece of paper if they wanted to?
I like having a resume in hand.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I have had experience where they don't chalk up to the resume. Mm-hmm. So
that leads to another question. Mm. Ask them if they prepared their resume, or somebody else prepared it for them.
Well, they got it off the web, internet.
Just ask the question. Yeah. The answer is going to be, yeah, I got it off the internet. Yeah, I made it myself and all that sort. Or somebody did it for me.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. If somebody did it for them, that doesn't necessarily thrill them out of the ballpark.
I understand.
Right?
That's right.
Maybe that's not their strong suit.
Right.
And they excel in other ways. So I think I leave that open too.
But it's up to you.
Yeah.
But based on how they describe themselves, would either match the resume or something's missing.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Having a level of confidence to speak.
Well, because I had a class where my resume was perfected, but it's still what's on it is something I've been dragging with me for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. But it's just that, you know, my peers helped with the layout.
Mm-hmm. So drag it.
Yeah.
You should all drag it, in my opinion. Your history is based on you telling it and us reading it. Don't let anyone say that you could take something out because it's too old and all that sort of stuff. We have all grown. Your history dictates who you are now, and you're still growing to be someplace else tomorrow. So
true.
Just ask the question, tell me your background. Not necessarily what's on the paper, but just how the person speaks, how open they are to speak, especially since you're looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
Many people don't realize we're looking at them. We have a thing on another show that's coming up in a few minutes, but it has to do with how people see. And we say we see you. We see you coming, we see you going, we see your left front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we want to hear is what's coming out of your mouth. So you want to get them to find out how free they are to talk about their lives.
Right.
Anyway, I got a couple more, and then we're going to be done. Let's see. And who recommended you? You may want to ask that question.
Or how did you find it? How did you find the opportunity?
No, who recommended you?
What if they weren't recommended?
But then you know they weren't recommended. Which means they found you through an ad or something.
Right, right.
Someone recommending you automatically puts some credibility to
absolutely
what you're looking for.
That could be
right.
That could be the seal of the deal right there.
Exactly. Right. So you want to ask the question: did anybody recommend you? Which is different than somebody who writes resumes. That's not a recommendation.
Right.
But a recommendation is somebody who knows you that says, "I want you to go talk to this person." That's a recommendation, because now you can get on the phone and invite the person in and say, "Do you know so and so? They came in," because the one who recommended you is going to follow up to find out whether you followed that direction.
Yeah.
That's how you demonstrate following directions and all that sort of stuff as well. So just ask the question. It's fine if a person says, "Nope, nobody recommended me. I just heard about it and found out about it," because that shows some energy as well. But the person mm-hmm. just says, "I'm looking for a job," and you were the first one to come along, I would just say, "This is not the right job for you." It's not. Yeah. I mean, but just something to think about. Ask the question, what kind of pay are you looking for? Ask the question. Just sit back and listen. Because the person says, "I want $20 an hour," you can say, "Fine, we're not paying that." So, because a lot of our, unfortunately, the way our population is, especially right now coming out of a pandemic, we believe the reason people don't want to work is because they don't want to do something they don't want to do. People are motivated when they like doing what they're doing. So you want to just find out just what kind of pay you're looking for. And just listen to what they say. Some may say, "I want to start at this range." You may want to pay more. But you at least know what their thought is.
Yeah.
Some may say, because we teach a lot, not us, our society teaches stuff like, tell them you're going to work for $50 an hour or nothing less. You know, to get somebody 20 years old saying that, and, you know, it's not real, but somebody says, go tell them that if I can't get what I want, then I won't work.
Right.
You may say, your job is to say, okay, goodbye, or we can't use that. We have a plan of development. We'll pay you according to the development. So they know there's something there. If they put something in, they're going to get rewarded, something coming out. That may take 1 or 2 years, but you got an employee get for 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
which is gaining experience in order for them to take that knowledge someplace else, if they want to go someplace else. But have some kind of step plan together after you hear what they want to hear. Okay, those that want to work will work. Okay, they'll volunteer to work even if they want to work. Okay, some are smart enough to say, if I get this skill, I can take these skills and go someplace mm-hmm. else.
Right.
Okay, so ask the question, how much money do you want? And just listen to what their answer is. Because you know how much you're willing to pay. Okay, but you want to know how much they want, so you avoid that argument and all that expectation and all that sort of stuff. Your money is not a motivator. We talk about it all the time. I just got you saying that. I didn't tell you all of this story, but our workforce, right now, our employers are spending over $500 billion a year trying to motivate their current employees.
$50,000 startup packages.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So motivation is something that we all need. No, it's easy to have money, but people aren't motivated to get it. So you want to just ask the question to find out where the person's head is on money, because your performance will get you the money. So you perform first and get paid second. Anybody that says, pay me first, you just say, okay, goodbye. You haven't seen them perform.
Yeah. I'm not here for the magic show, thanks.
Right. So you want to know, why did they leave company A, B, and C? Because they said, I needed more money. Well, that's not the person. You want someone who wants to work for your needs and their needs as well. Okay, so somebody who likes working with pets, likes to be a part of a startup business, all of that should go into it, because now someone's working for you and for themselves.
I'd love to have somebody grow with us.
Exactly. Yeah. So you might say you want to listen to that, all of that. Then the last thing I'm going to say, oops, our time is running out. Let's see. Always find out what they've done in the past. Always ask about your past. It's okay if somebody says, oh, this is my first job, or I've had three jobs and I didn't like what I'm doing, but I think I like this one. It's okay if somebody says, I was incarcerated, or I was on drugs, I'm coming back, because now you got honesty coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to understand how open the person is to talk about what they've done before. Okay? Anyway, so those are my 15 steps, in a sense, of how to find the right worker. And if once you begin to find the right worker, then pass that knowledge on to your other workers so they begin to understand how we can find, how they can find better workers for your organization. Now you have an organization of good workers, and a culture of good workers, and the cultures that know what to pass on to the others.
Solid foundation to build on.
Yes.
Hey, you got any questions for me? Because our time is up. I'm going to say thank you very much for taking the time out. Tell us your contact information very quickly, because our time is out.
Okay, tinypawsdaycare.com. Find us online there. You could email us at hello@tinypawsdaycare.com, 727-238-3831.
Okay, well, Ari, thank you very much for stopping by. Come back again. We'll try to help you out as much as possible.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Duke.
All right. Quite welcome. I enjoyed the interview.
I hear the music, which means our time is up. You listen to My Way by Frank Sinatra. I want you all to know the things that you like doing, enjoy doing. You literally have been doing it your way all the time. I'm just trying to get you to recognize that, so that you go do what you think you're meant to go do, because you have been doing it your way. This is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes and Ari, and we're out of here until next time. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. We'll be
right back.
My way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.